MGTOW men, welcome back. MGTOW is not an excuse to be single and ready to mingle. And today, if the man breaks off a relationship on the outside, especially in the friend circle that is near him or near the girl that he broke things off with, the man is often going to be framed as being a pig. You'll see that. Or it's assumed that there was some licentious behavior behind the scenes that led to the breakup. He was cheating on her. Or he just didn't think that she's hot anymore. It's never, my life is going to be better without you, and not just without you, but without any partner. And explaining to this to her mid-breakup, that's not going to go over well. And it's going to likely warrant this classic line in response. There is someone else, isn't there? There has to be someone else that you have in mind, right? Sure, I'm not saying that there isn't always someone else. Sure, there are cases girls and guys alike break off relationship with orbiters in mind, but studies show that more women than not believe that it is socially acceptable to have another orbiter spinning all the while in a relationship. And my point here is that MGTOW is not an excuse to be single and ready to mingle. It's viewed as that on the outside. MGTOW is going to be viewed as such. MGTOW is going to be lumped into the same category with the Chads, Brads, and Tyrones that are too much of jerks to settle down with the sweet girl that they could be dating in college, but instead they rather tap every chick in the sororities across campus. Okay, MGTOW is going to be grouped into that. MGTOW is going to be seen as this group that just, it's afraid of commitment for commitment's sake because you're afraid of actually settling down and not being able to play the field anymore. Thus, MGTOW men, you're just immature. You must be selfish in making this decision to go it alone. You must be doing this as an ulterior motive to get. Okay, and as this title states, to be single and ready to mingle again. It's not that. And I was having a conversation about this with a friend last night, actually Mystic MGTOW, who I did a live stream with in February, and he discussed this. He discussed how it was hard for him to break up with the girlfriend that he had at the time because everything that was going on in the relationship, it just made sense. It was working. Things were going well for the time being, at least. And it seemed like he was able to do what he needed to do job-wise. She was attractive. It was okay. There was nothing glaring. There were no huge drama bombs that people assume are being unloaded from the sky, okay, when they're on the outside looking into the relationship. There was none of that. And he said that it was hard because he knew that. But he also knew deep inside that this relationship in general, not just her, okay, the idea of a relationship, of being in that, was not what he was meant to do. It was not something that he was in line with, it was not in line with who he was becoming. He would not be complete with her, rather without her. And this is something that I've noticed and I felt when I think about MGTOW. The man is more complete without. Okay, the man is gaining by losing. At least in the way society sees it. Without, he has. With, he is in want. He had to explain to her that things couldn't go any further and that he essentially had to go his own way. Okay, and this act of refusing companionship for loneliness, I use that word very lightly, solitude, is as foreign of a concept as the outer recesses of our galaxy to the modern world, and even more foreign to many women. Okay, MGTOW is the active choice to go it alone. We are actively choosing that. And this is because we live in a society that actually values unfreedom, as Stardust puts it, making it even more incomprehensible that men are actively choosing this. He says, I believe it's unfreedom or something similar to that. And people value that over freedom. Being in relationships often puts people at the stage of unfreedom, whereas not being is in freedom. But people would rather be in relationships, even listless and purposeless ones, because loneliness in the absence of companionship is the actual enemy that's perceived to be lurking out there. Oh, I cannot be alone. I cannot be without a companion. If I am, then I'm not worthy. If I am, then it's scary. Okay. And the thing is, avoiding those things and avoiding those thoughts actually ends up being the purpose for many relationships today. And that's when divorces occur, and that's when people realize that they just wasted their lives, and they end up lashing out at their partner, thinking it was their partner's fault all along. Okay, women will seek companionship often after a breakup, whether it is in a new boyfriend or it is just socially. They will do this more often. Men will be more active and less likely to socialize. They will yearn to do things that make themselves internally valuable, where it is more common for women to pursue external validation for such situations as this and to receive social support. Dating has become her identity. Your identity is you. Dating is just one part that makes up your identity at that time, and sometimes that dating actually subtracts from your identity capacity. That's why men go MGTOW, and it once again echoes this belief that MGTOW is a cost-benefit analysis. MGTOW is just an opportunity. And in MGTOW is an opportunity for us to capitalize on what we've gleaned from this cost-benefit analysis. And this comes down to what I think is a biological difference between men and women as well. Women, even women that are well off financially, will be more apt, and they could live independently, will be more apt to find a new partner after a breakup under the subconscious assumption that they need another person as a provider, not even as a companion. And this follows the train of thought. Women will pursue relationships for perceived, even subconscious security, while men will pursue the relationship for companionship and child rearing, obviously. And the man recedes and the woman rebounds. She doesn't just rebound, she crashes the boards trying to get a triple-double. And I have another conversation I'm going to reference, and it was an email, and hopefully he's all right with me using this. He says, the funny part was that afterwards, the relationship or breakup, we became friends, and to this day, she's one of my closest friends despite our differences, and she would ask me repeatedly if I had found a new girlfriend. That is a very common post-breakup question. If you ever have any sort of contact, if she tries to contact you, okay, she's going to just spawn that question. She's going to stalk. It took her about 6 months to figure out that my dating her was quite literally a one-off event. Total honesty, she's the only real girlfriend I ever had. The best part, she had another guy lined up and had a new boyfriend within a few weeks, a month, tops. Oh, and not this, that this should factor in, but she was not a good-looking woman in any sense of the word. Think fat acceptance or other terms of that persuasion. If it weren't for her personality, yeah. So I can't speak for the emailer's goals and how he views the relationship and whether or not he wished that it would ever even occurred, but I know that for me, as my relationships ended, those that I was in relationships with immediately, like within weeks, there were new ones that respond. Okay, and MGTOW was not an excuse for that, FYI, okay? And I don't know how you're living on MGTOW, but for me, MGTOW is a life that is completely opposite of that. I'm not just single. I'm not just single and looking and hopeful. I'm not single and looking on dating websites. I'm MGTOW. I am going my own way, not just in relationships, but hopefully by not entering into those relationships, I'm able to be single and in a sense of other things in life, being single from other things in life. If we leave this Western construction of relationships, we also have the opportunity to leave other things that truly erode our livelihoods and have stripped many men of purpose, sitting in that long traffic line every day to get to that job that they hate. You can enter into another reality and you can exit that one. And like a Stardust episode from a while back, I think it was his video Endgame from 2013, and he mentions how there is this potential that men will slowly wake up. He was saying that then, obviously. Maybe, maybe not. We still hope for that, but more will. But if they wake up, what will happen? What will be the chain of events that occurs? It's not just that men will leave relationships. It's that men will leave the jobs that nearly cost them their lives. And he touches on a guy that he knew as a driller out in the North Atlantic. And talk about an insanely dangerous job. But he had a wife and two kids that he said. And the risk was worth the monetary reward in order to provide for his family. That was his best option. And quite honestly, that is probably one of the greatest motivations that he had in his life. Okay, that kept him on that drilling platform in those terribly cold weather, cold days. Okay, trying to avoid getting killed. That was his best option. I don't know what the driller self-actualization goal was. Or is, maybe it generally boiled down to doing that which he could do to provide for his family. But who knows, at any time she could decide to monkey branch elsewhere. And not only would that mean that he lost that which he was working for, his end game, he also lost the drive to do that which takes up most of his time in life, which is his job. And otherwise, if he opted out of the relationships, never got into it, he wouldn't have had his hand forced to do something that may not actually serve its purpose in the long run anyway, but rather just threaten his life day in and day out. So I say that because MGTOW, most importantly, is a chance to be single from many things, these jobs as well. It's not an excuse to be single and ready to mingle. MGTOW gives you life agility. It doesn't give me this coveted diamond called bar hopping. Okay, put that argument to rest, people. Singleness in MGTOW achieves a different purpose than the world's view of the purpose of singleness. And that's just something that we will have to let go, because in fact, we're going our own way. And I'll leave you with one of my favorite Jackson Browne songs, the lyrics from it. Standing here by the highway side, watching these trucks go by, inches from my face. Yeah, think about the time I've wasted and the pleasure we once tasted. Looking up down this road, I've been here before, can't be here no more. And so that's the place that many men get to. They literally see that they just cannot be there anymore. And we see that our lives are short. We see that our lives, our days are numbered. And we're going to try to take advantage of it the best that we can. And singleness is that act of not being there anymore. No more time to waste, MGTOW men. Hoodies up, hoodies out. And before I go, if you want to share your testimony about how you came to MGTOW and what it's going to benefit your life, you can do so at my email at sunrisehoodie@gmail.com or on Twitter @sunrisehoodie. Hoodies out, guys.